This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in New Delhi. Union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and JP Nadda were also present in the meeting. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister Pavan Kalyan, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sinha were among those who attended the meeting. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Ms. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Vikasit Delhi.
आज हम सचिवालय में आके मुख्यमंत्री कार्यालय में मैंने चार्ज भी संभाल लिया है और शाम को तुरंत आज की डेट में कैबिनेट की मीटिंग भी रख ली गई है। जो मिशन विकसित दिल्ली का है उसको पूरा करने के लिए लगातार काम किया जाएगा, एक भी दिन उसमें से व्यर्थ नहीं होगा और एक एक कमिटमेंट जो हमारी दिल्ली से है उसे पूरा करेंगे।
The MPs and MLAs of the National Capital met Ms. Gupta and congratulated her on assuming charge. Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the National Capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers, Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Deekshit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rekha Gupta on taking oath as chief minister of Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she has risen from the grassroots, being active in campus politics, state organization, municipal administration and now MLA as well as chief minister. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that Ms. Gupta will work for Delhi's development with full vigour. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh on taking oath as ministers in the Delhi government. He said this team beautifully mixes vigour and experience and will surely ensure good governance for Delhi. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the Code of Ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today launched the Electronic Personnel License EPL for pilots in New Delhi. The Electronic Personnel License will simplify the licensing and renewal process for pilots, offering great convenience and will be accessible via the EGCA mobile application. The Green Shipping Conclave 2025 was inaugurated today at Powai in Mumbai. Union Minister of State for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Shantanu Thakur, and Secretary General of the International Maritime Organization, Arsenio Dominguez, attended the event. Speaking to Akashvani, Mr. Thakur said the Green Shipping Conclave is a great initiative of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the people of Mizoram on their statehood day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remarked that the vibrant state is known for its breathtaking landscapes, deep-rooted traditions and the remarkable warmth of its people. In men's cricket, Bangladesh were 162 for 5 in 39 overs against India in their opening Group A clash of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bat. And with that, we end this news bulletin.